This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
This is Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA. I am very, very proud to welcome to the program Larry Wingate. He's the author of the Wall Street Journal number one bestseller, Shut Up, Stop Whining, and Get a Life. He's also host of A&E's reality series, Big Spender. His new book, it's called Work for a Reason. Your success is your own damn fault. Hey, Larry.
Hey, appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Been looking forward to this. What a fun book.
It is a fun book, and the response has been amazing. We just hit the Wall Street Journal with this one, and we hit the New York Times bestseller list this week as well.
Why do you think that is? What is it that's resonating with people about this book?
I believe that they're tired of all the silly stuff that's been said by the speakers and business writers out there, and they're ready for a little dose of reality and the truth.
Which is what?
My truth is that we need to remind people that we made a deal when we went to work for our employer, and the deal was they pay us and we work. Somehow we've all forgotten to hold up our end of the bargain. Not a lot of people working out there.
And that is amazing, isn't it? I mean, that's one thing that I realized the older I got, the more workplaces that you see so many people who go to work and do the very minimum that they can do just to keep the job.
You know, people work just hard enough so the company won't fire them, and sadly, the company pays them just enough so the employee won't quit. And that's a sad situation to be in.
Yeah, it is something. Larry Wingate is our guest. The book is, it's called Work for a Reason, bestseller. Let's talk about some of the things that folks will discover when they buy this book and open it up and start reading it. If I could get you to talk a little bit about just some of the topics here. I noticed you wrote about respect, and I was glad to see that, because I think that's one of the things that we don't see a lot of anywhere, you know, certainly a workplace, but just in society in general.
Well, we don't see it a lot in society in general. When I talk about respect, it covers all areas of the job. I think we have to respect our employer. They gave us a job. I think we have to mostly respect ourselves, though, and we have to respect our customers. We have to respect the fact that the customer has the money, and it's their willingness to share their money with our company that keeps us employed. I think we have to respect our coworkers. I don't think we have to particularly like them, love them, or get along with them. I think we have to respect what their contribution is. And that's really all that should be expected from anyone, is to respect their place of employment, respect their competition, respect their customers, respect their coworkers.
Larry Wingate is our guest. It's called Work for a Reason is the book. And you talk about respecting your coworkers. It seems like when we go to work, they want us to think that we have a new family and we're all family. And personally, I feel like, hey, you know what? I got a family and I love my family. This is not my family. This is where I work.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I go around the country speaking for Fortune 500 companies and all kinds of businesses and organizations. And I often hear some company president will come up to me and brag, you know, we're just one big happy family. And I always say, that is just a crock. You're not one big happy family. You're a business full of employees who barely get along, probably, if the truth were to be told. And I agree with you. We have a family. We shouldn't be expected to act like one. That's why I have issues with the whole let's circle up in the lunchroom and sing happy birthday to somebody that we know we would probably be better off if they had never been born.
The book is called Work for a Reason. You have chapter 13 is titled Teamwork Doesn't Work. What is that all about?
Oh, well, that's true. Teamwork doesn't work because someone on the team isn't going to work. That's the way it really is. I think teams are places for mediocre employees to hide while a handful of people get the work done. Everybody who's listening to this can recall a time that they've been on some so-called team when they did the work and someone else skated by. Yet when it was time to take credit for the work, there was that person with a big old smile on their face acting like they had contributed when it wasn't the case. Teams don't work because someone on the team won't work. You know, there's that old slogan, we see it on banners and posters, that says there's no I in team. That's exactly the problem. People always do what they do for personal reasons, and we seem to forget that it's a handful of individuals that make things happen.
What do you have to say about service? I was surprised to see that in the book.
Well, service is everything. Service is the key to all success and all rewards in life, personally, professionally, individually, as a corporation, as a business, everything. All rewards are in proportion to the service you provide. And I believe that we have to serve others well, knowing that when we serve others well, they will in turn serve us well.
You also wrote in the book about the just the whole idea of how the workplaces have changed. They used to be clean, organized places, and now that's very different.
Oh, it is very different. Sadly, you go in most businesses, and we've all experienced this, you go in a business and the front door of the business is full of employees on their break. They've turned it into a smoke hole where they drink their can of soda and smoke the cigarette, and you have to walk through all of that to get inside the place. Parking lots are full of trash. You go in a restroom, and it's full of paper all over the floor, except for the right kind of paper. They're just nasty places anymore because it's a lack of respect for the place people work. I think that's a huge issue. We allow people to clutter up their desks and really live in little personal pigsties in offices these days, and that's wrong.
And changing that would change the way people approach the jobs that they have to do, not just the experience that they have.
Well, that's why I have a whole big issue with this whole Casual Friday thing. The better you look, when you dress up for something, you act better. I mean, that's just a normal human behavior. You dress up, you act better. When you dress up to go to church on Sunday morning, you act better. When you dress up to go out on a date, whether it's with your wife or husband or anyone, you just act better. You ought to dress up, feel good about who you are when you go to work. You ought to walk into a place and treat that place, the physical place, with respect, knowing that if it's clean, you'll do a better job.
Best-selling author Larry Wingett is our guest today on Charlottesville Right Now. His new book, it's called Work for a Reason. Your success is your own damn fault. And talking about success, I read with particular interest your chapter on making yourself, as an employee, on making yourself invaluable. Flesh that out for us.
Well, making yourself invaluable means that you become the kind of person other people can always count on. That means that you operate with absolute integrity, absolute ethics in all situations. You get things done on time. You do more than is expected from you, more than you're even paid to do. You give it all that you've got. So when it comes time for them to say, who should I promote? Who should I keep because we're going to experience layoffs? Who's the kind of person who's my go-to guy? That's the person you want to be. You have become invaluable to your organization, to your customers, and you will feel better about yourself. Sadly, we don't feel good about ourselves. We do our job because we think it's something we have to do. I agree. You have to do it. We need to be reminded of that. But we need to go back to doing things just because it's the right thing to do. And I believe when people do the right things, they feel better about who they are.
And you write in the book that there is always time to do the right thing.
Always. In fact, if you have to ask yourself, is this the right thing to do? It's not the right thing to do. The fact that you even had to ask the question means that you already know the answer to that question. There's always time to do the right thing.
Larry, when you're out promoting this approach to work and corporate relations, what's the reaction you get from, well, first from managers and bosses, and second from employees and staff?
I get a very positive reaction. Maybe that's why I'm so busy. I say things that they would love to say but don't have the guts to say or aren't willing to say or are afraid to say. So I stand on stage and just say, you know, if your business, I say if your business sucks, it's because as a business person you suck. It really is always your own fault. You are responsible for the results that you experience. If you don't have good sales results, you're a bad salesperson. I'm sorry. That's the bottom line truth. If your employees are horrible, it's because you're a horrible manager. You can't blame everyone else for the conditions. I don't care whether Walmart moved to town. Somebody figured out how to be successful. If they did it, you can do it. And people like to hear that. It's refreshing to hear that. And they like knowing that they hold the power. When it empowers people to know they are responsible. They can do it, and it's their choice.
What do you say to the folks, and there's a lot of them out there, Larry, the folks who dread going to work? They just don't like what they do, and yet they're stuck because they've got kids or bills or, you know, fill in a blank.
Well, I say, first of all, you have kids and you have bills, and those are your primary responsibilities. Your happiness is not your responsibility. If you have kids to take care of and you have bills to pay, that's where your attention needs to go. That's your number one priority. So sometimes all of us do things we don't like to do because we just need to do it. Secondly, I would say you liked your job when you took it. There was something about it you liked. Find out what that was. Fall in love with it again. It's kind of like being in a relationship. After a few years, your relationship gets a little stale, and you got to do something to put a little spark back in it. Maybe you need to do that with your job. You need to remind yourself, this used to be great. What did I like so much? And could I revisit that and maybe start liking it again? And then after you've tried everything else, if it's just not working for you, there are other jobs out there. I mean, really, you need to find something you enjoy doing. Ultimately, you need to be happy at work, but your happiness is your responsibility. Don't expect somebody else to show up and make you happy.
Best-selling author Larry Wingett is our guest today on Charlottesville Right Now. The book is called It's Called Work for a Reason. You have a short list in the book, a short list of how to work, and I'd like you to discuss a couple of things here that are related to each other. You write, stop periodically during the day and ask yourself, does this matter? And you also write, manage your priorities, not your time. We've been so trained to think time management, but you're saying something differently there.
Absolutely. Time management is a waste of time. I'm saying, first of all, determine your priorities. What really needs to get done? As long as the most important thing gets done, nothing else matters. The sad thing is that when we go to work, we get caught up in little things that are easy to do. They take up some time. We enjoy doing them, and they're not always the most important thing. So I do think it's good advice to just stop every once in a while and say, does this really matter? Does this really add to the bottom line? Is this really the most important use of my time right now? Not as is it the fun thing for me to do right now, or is it some little thing that I can knock out while the important thing lays over there to the side and kind of haunts me? Always say, is this the most important use of my time right now?
Hey, Larry, I've got to ask you, what's the best job you think you've personally ever had, and what's the worst?
The best job I have ever had, absolutely, is standing on stage, getting to talk to people face-to-face, 1,000 people in front of me, talking to them about my ideas and seeing them respond so positively. How can you beat that? To actually have people pay you to say what you think, and they like it when you're saying it. I don't think that can be beat. Worst job I ever had was when I knew that I owned a company that was going down, and there was nothing I could do to save it. And I knew I still had to show up every single day, do the best that I could to take care of my employees, to take care of the people I owed money to, and to try to keep it together long enough, just long enough, to make sure my employees had other employment, to make sure that my customers were well aware and going to be taken care of after I had to shut it down.
Well, before we let you go, we want to talk about Big Spender. This is on A&E. Tell us about that.
Big Spender is a show where I go into people who have wrecked their lives financially, primarily through overspending, sometimes through under-earning. And it's really not a show, in my opinion, so much about money, even though we deal with their money. It's a show about priority setting. You know, if fashion and wearing the latest trend is the most important thing to you, then that's where your money will be funneled. If taking care of your family and making sure your kids have an education, if that's the most important thing to you, then that's where your money will be funneled. I'm dealing with people who have misplaced priorities. Their life is a wreck. They have horrible debt. I go in, slap them around, usually make them cry by making them confront their real hard issues as far as money and debt is concerned, and then I put them on a path to a better place.
What do you think is the best for folks who are listening now who might be in that situation? And I'll bet there's a lot of them. Big credit card bills. And what is, if you have like a 1, 2, 3 of what folks should do or what they perhaps should keep in mind that you tell your folks on the TV show?
Number one, it's sort of the hole principle. If you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. So stop going farther in debt. Cut up your credit cards and don't get any further in debt. Contact everyone you owe money to. Work out some sort of a plan, paying them off at some level. I don't care if it's a dollar a week. Contact the people you owe money to. Keep the communication lines open. And then immediately start operating on cash. Don't go deeper in debt. Plastic is too easy. Operate on cash. Know what your allowance is, what your budget is, and don't go over it.
I think you need to sit down with our federal government and have that conversation.
It makes sense to me to spend less than you make.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Hey, Larry Wingett, our guest, thank you, sir. He's been called the pit bull of personal development. His new book, it's called Work for a Reason. Your success is your own damn fault. He's also the host of A&E's reality series, Big Spender. Thank you so much, Larry.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks so much for having me.
Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.